ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
You'll know my next guest as someone who's spent decades being a trusted and respected voice in the science world, someone who makes complex science much easier to understand. He's been a staple across ABC radio and television for decades. But that's made Dr. Carl a target, and scammers have used AI to take his voice and image and attempted to trash his reputation with ads on Facebook which sound a bit like this.
My name is Carl, and in my 76, I feel myself like 25 years old man. That's because I clean my vessels with this natural remedy.
Wow. To be clear, that is not Dr. Carl. I have the real Dr. Carl right here. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Patricia. And by the way, if I ever do sound like that, almost certainly I'm having something bad happening inside my brain. Please call an ambulance immediately.
I thought that too. I mean, you know, I've heard you for the last, I don't know, 30 years of my life or something, and that is not what you sound like. Although there are enough, of course, overlaps to what you sound like without being insulting to you to be tricked, right? That's the issue.
True, but then there is a superior version of the text-to-voice, and the next version sounds just like me. They've managed to take it to a higher level. I think they think that's worth it. They're still going there because obviously there's money in it.
So how did you find out that your image and your voice likeness had been used without your permission?
I had an email from somebody saying, look, I bought these tinnitus tablets that you're advertising, but they don't work, they haven't arrived. And I thought, what tinnitus tablets that I'm advertising? And that's how it began. And it started off with all sorts of really dodgy wellness products and then just kept on going.
And how did you feel to hear that you'd been used in this way?
Firstly, I felt sorry for the people who'd been ripped off. There are so many people who have been ripped off saying, but I trusted you and I got this stuff and it doesn't work. And then the other side is that we've been complaining to Facebook and they say that it does not violate their advertising standards. Now, suppose I was to get a picture of the Prime Minister of Australia or the Leader of the Opposition or make a fake video and have them promoting a wellness product, and then suppose I put that ad in the front page of a newspaper in a capital city. Now, that would be wrong and that would be taken down. So why isn't it taken down on the internet when the intent is to deceive? And they say they can't track these people down, but amazingly, they know them well enough to accept their money. And there's a chain there, but they don't follow that chain back to say, we're giving you your money back and the ad's taken down.
Wow. That's a potent point. You say you feel sad and sorry, and so do I, for the people who have been ripped off. So what, some people get the product, some don't. Is that how does the scam work?
Some people get something worthless, some people get nothing. But in many cases, people order something for $65 and then they get charged for something around the mid-300s. And apparently that's high enough to be worthwhile, but not so high that it immediately gets them thrown off from being able to deal with that credit card company.
Do you have any idea of how many people fell for the fake ads?
That's called a Fermi problem, where with very little data you have to go and try to solve a problem. I'd be betting on the order of thousands, in the sense that they're still doing it. So if they're still paying money to put in the ads, they're still making money. And ballpark figure, I'd say of the order of 1,000 to 10,000, I'm small fry. Gina Reinhart, she's much bigger than me. She gets about 13% of all the fake ads going.
That's just staggering. So you've been alerted to it. You've tried to raise it and you can't stop it.
Nor can anybody who's gone on my behalf. So many people on my various social media feeds have registered protests. And even when they go to the stage of following everything down to the line, they get a form letter saying it doesn't violate our advertising standards. I think their advertising standards are, do you have any money? If the answer is yes, that's good enough.
Right, yeah. Really high bar, isn't it? It's a fascinating world we're living in. So you've tried to stop it and you've not been able to really stop it. So right now people are being ripped off using this fake version of you still.
Yes, and I'm getting emails from people saying, look, I used to trust you. And it kind of reminds me of that line in Othello when Iago says, who steals my purse steals nothing. It's trivial, it's rubbish, was mine, it is yours. It's been thousands of people's before. But he who steals my good name steal something which is of no benefit to them, but makes me poor. And a bit of me feels like that, because there's all these people saying, but I trusted you, that's why I bought it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you want to happen now? I mean, you know, I'd be red hot with rage. I just think it's you must be really angry, actually. It is your reputation, as you say. What do you think needs to happen?
Oh, look, I've been fired lots of times. Refunds. Refunds to everybody who's been ripped off from Facebook. So if you read the book, The System by James Ball, it turns out that each time you click on a page, a web page in terms of advertising, all your details are offered up to about 100 to 500 people or advertising agencies around the world, who then bid between 1 and 5 cents for the right to show you the ads on the next page you go to, the next 20 ads. And out of that, in 2018, in the last quarter, Facebook, out of a total revenue of $36.9 billion in the US, so 36.9, made 36.2 from advertising. Facebook is an advertising company, and they get the overwhelming majority from advertising, and they don't want to rock the rivers of gold. They just want the money to keep pouring in.
Mm, I sure do. Dr. Carl, thanks for joining us, and I hope you can resolve this.
I hope for the people who've been ripped off, for their sake especially.
Yeah, for sure. Dr. Carl there, an author and a science communicator, and you're listening to RM Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.